Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrinino back here for the Real Love Boat recap, the penultimate episode. And it was a bit of a red wedding as we lost two of our couples as we head into next week's finale. And here to talk about everything that went on as we are down to just three couples vying for the prize here on the Real Love Boat. Of course, makes up one half of the Sexy Six here on this podcast. Okay. Please welcome back our bartender, Jenny Autumn. Jenny, how are you?
Rob, I'm excellent. I feel like getting to podcast with you and Kirsten each week is like my olives. And this particular episode was like the thorns.
Oh, yes.
I had to get through the thorns. Mm-hmm. To get to the olives. That's how I personally felt about this episode.
Yeah. But this was not the finest hour of the Real Love Boat. Not a ton going on here, even though we do have two eliminations to talk about, but I'm sure plenty for us to go through.
Yeah, still a prize at the end for me. Like, you know, you guys are my prize. Mm-hmm. That people are prizes is what we've learned.
Yes. So. Okay. Well, very nice of you to say. Of course, back with us, our activity director. It's the great Kirsten McInnes. Kirsten, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's become very apparent to me that the activity director does not have to plan any activities. So I'm living large, taking a day off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there was almost like no signs. I guess that Matt did give people an announcement. We're going to Sicily. And I think that was all we saw of them.
Put on your bathing suits. It's going to get slippery. And then I can leave.
Okay. Well,
I hope he's not being paid by the second or like the minute on the episode.
Word. Right.
Oh, man.
Well,
it's been rough.
It's tough when you get those jobs that pay per word.
A lot of people were sad to see the second season of The White Lotus wrap up on Sunday night. And they said, hey, I need more action in Sicily. And so the Real Love Boat was here this week to take us back to Sicily, not to the White Lotus Resort, but to see people messing around with olive oil here and slipping around as they do. And so we'll talk about all that and much more. How's everybody doing?
Rob, I'm actually not drinking wine tonight.
Yes,
you might think that's olive oil. This is my normal wine. No, yeah, it's olive oil, baby.
Oh my god,
Jenny with props.
Chug-a-lug.
Yes.
The Kirkland one.
Yes.
Extra virgin, like Emily.
Good night.
Listen, did you see how she pushed the oil out of her boobs during that challenge? Mm-hmm. Maybe just virgin, not extra virgin.
She knows what she's doing.
Boy.
Anyway, I'm great.
No. Yes.
And, okay.
Yes.
We are here to have fun. If they're not having fun on the show, at least we can have fun here on the podcast.
Don't you think that was fun?
Mm-hmm.
It was completely greasy.
Yeah. That seemed like it was the setup for something.
It was the first time Marty ever moisturized. That's for damn sure.
Oh.
I've never experienced anything like this before. And I was like, okay.
I will say this about Marty. I think he lightened up a little bit just out of necessity. I think that he, you know, the writing was on the wall and he's like, okay, well, this is it.
Well, it's because he had another option where he could talk to a woman and be like, oh, I'm really into you. Let's start building a future together. And so now he's just going to be like, Susanna, maybe you will be the mother of my children. And then I feel like it's a cycle that is going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she's got no other options.
Yeah.
None. Like literally.
Yeah.
So
imagine it's perfect. That.
And they're locked in. That's it. No one else is coming in.
But it seemed like Marty was trying to have fun. So I think that this truly, it's like, look how happy Emily and Marty are when they're not tethered to each other.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. I honestly think it's a happily ever after for everyone involved.
I did like at every point when Marty's like, oh, well, I know Emily's going to try and get rid of me. Like, how dare she? Like, yeah, no one wants to be around their ex. Stop it.
Mm-hmm. Very fair. Points are made. It was interesting the way they decided to get down from five couples to three couples here that we were going to have this competition, which we will break down. But they said, okay, first place and second place will then get together and decide one team that's safe. I mean, it was like a little bit like giving like the challenge vibes. But Jenny, was this a good way for them to eliminate two teams in this episode?
I mean, again, like us, we have been very confused about how this was going to end. So it makes it very difficult for the last step before the finale to have two couples in charge of basically who they're going to end up at the end with when there's until it's explained that there's challenges, like no one knows how this show ends, how you get there, how you win. So I don't know if like they basically borrowed the same idea that they had a couple weeks back with the Bazaar challenge where, you know, the top team decided and they said, okay, well, maybe that's too much power for one team. So we'll make it the top two teams. And they have to agree on one other team to bring with them. Like, I guess they tried with some strategy here.
Yeah.
But it's like, how are these people supposed to make a decision when they don't know whether they're like the team that wins is the one that has the most chemistry or the team that wins is like the one that wins the comps? So we watched this whole episode was watching two couples try to figure out what to base it on when it's like, Tell them how this ends.
And also the decision was like so predictable, so obvious of what they were going to do. And it was so drawn out. Also, it's like, Emily definitely is not going to protect Marty. That despite what Marty might think, as Susanna knows, it's the truth of the matter is that Emily feels some type of way.
Emily's going to vote you off.
She hates you.
I love how
Susanna's the one telling him, like, just so you know, she hates you.
And I love how she's like laughing while she says it. She's like, yeah, obviously.
She hates you. She hates your guts.
She's like, you made an ass of yourself, and I am with you out of necessity at this point.
I guess she could have picked Dustin. So this is kind of on her.
I suppose. Mm-hmm. She did.
She was really stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, and nobody even knows who Dylan and Sydney are. And, you know, the women.
Everyone knows, Rob. They are such a threat and such a strong couple that everyone is scared of them.
Kendra has
they're from the Midwest, and he's an accountant.
Sure.
So we know these things.
But Kendra has been friends with Shaylin and Emily the whole way through. And, you know, they were going to pick they were going to pick Kendra and Jordan. Mm-hmm. Like, there was no drama.
Also, the fact that they are, like, by far the worst at the challenges. Like, they blew a very, very significant lead in this challenge tonight. So, like, even if they don't fully know what they're basing the decision on, they're like, okay, well, we've had a lot of challenges thus far. If there's going to be a challenge, let's bring the team that we have personal relationships with and, you know, like, and don't want to piss off, and also are very easy to beat in challenges. Yeah. Like,
so
very clear.
Yeah. It was like over 20 minutes of like deliberation on this. And it was like kind of an open and shut case.
Well, but here's the thing. Maybe you want to go against the couples that don't have a strong connection, in which case you should be dragging Susanna and Marty to the end.
Mm-hmm. They did give us Emily weighing that possibility so that they had something to make us think that maybe Marty and Susanna had a chance, because even Marty and Susanna are like, we're done.
Yeah. And maybe if Emily could stand the living sight of Marty, then maybe that would have been an option for them. But, you know, just that, you know, she hated him so much. It was like, you know, this is might not be a great game decision, but I would just save Jordan and Kendra.
He's like, I just can't look at his face anymore.
You can tell how irritated she is. Like it has not been enough time for her to even though that she feels good. She's moved on with Mike, her knight in shining armor, apparently. You can see from her body language in the few points that her and Marty interact during this episode. He apologizes to her a couple times, I feel. She does not want to interact with this person. She is see you never. I hope you have a wonderful life, but please leave me out of it. So she's completely done with him. And also, Emily was the one person in the four that were making this decision that was I would like to prioritize the people with the best connection. Emily is sentimental. Yeah. And then you've got the other end of that spectrum in Daniel, who is constantly weighing this from a competition and strategic standpoint. So obviously Emily was going to be rallying hard to keep not only friends that she's had since the beginning and also people that she's they really care about each other. They have a good connection. There was no situation where Marty and Susanna were ever going to make it out of this alive. But I appreciated that they tried to give us a sound clip to make us maybe if they really, if Daniel gets through and is if it's about connection, then these two clearly have the least connection, but they don't even know what they're basing on.
Yeah, this is the problem with a lot of love shows, is they say, okay, at the end there will be a winner, but we are not going to tell you how you win, how many winners there will be, how the prizes divvied up. At this point, all I want out of the finale is I want there to be a prisoner's dilemma about if you keep the money or don't. And I want Shaylin to take the money from Daniel. It's all that I want at this point.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Shaylin and Daniel, because they really opened up the episode and it was a little bit of a to be continued from everything that happened last week when Daniel had what was the name of the woman that left?
Bree.
That she left last week and left Shaylin with a lot to think about. And she can't get past the comments that Bree made, and Daniel accused Shaylin of letting some girl get in her head and said that maybe this is the sign of somebody who might be a little mentally weak.
Well, and the thing is I think that Shaylin at every point has been I trust what I have with Daniel, but at the point where Bree is leaving with nobody and still is just you guys should have a conversation. Obviously, that's going to make Shaylin think, okay, well, there's got to be something to this, or else why would she, there's no incentive for her to say it otherwise at this point. And Daniel just is like, deny. And God forbid Shaylin ask for reassurance, because he has no more reassurance for her. He literally says, I can't give you any more reassurance. You need to be more mentally strong. And if I could go through my computer screen, it would not, I would have been in jail.
I feel personally hurt by this because I feel like, you know, Tyra right now, where I was like, I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. This is how I feel about Daniel, where I was like, oh my gosh, a non-toxic man. I love them together. This is so great. He's young, but he's mature. This is so wonderful. And I'm not saying he's a terrible human or anything, but he showed me tonight that I need to stop putting any faith in men.
He just isn't as mature as we thought he was.
Yes.
That's the problem.
The other thing that really bugged me about this was I felt like there was meaning behind when he chose to use the word woman and girl. And so he said, I thought you were like a strong woman and you're letting this girl get in your head. And I think that that is not like a coincidence that he just happened to use that sort of language, because he refers to Bree a couple times as a girl. And he keeps talking about Shay in a way where it's like, I thought if you were a mentally strong woman. And I think that that is like kind of a low key way of being like, I thought you were more mature than this. This person is immature. She is a girl and she is trying to get in your head. You need to be a woman and not fall for this. And I just feel like that was a little manipulative, maybe.
Yeah, I don't care for it. That's the perfect way to put it. And I just, once again, for the record, he literally had a boner. Like, why is he denying everything?
That he says in the back and forth with her, that he says that, look, I did everything to make you trust me. And I remember, I mean, did he do it? Everything to make Shaylin trust him. I feel like that maybe, like, I mean, he basically says, like, there's no reason whatsoever to even think that she can't trust him.
And, like, if he's done everything, what does this girl, Bree, have to gain from just like completely blowing stuff out? Like Shay is being a rational human, being like, okay, well, where did these comments come from? Like, it had to have come from somewhere. And even if it was a, you know, like if she misconstrued like how the feeling felt, like she felt like they could have kissed and that wasn't actually the case, the way that Daniel was so dismissive about it and didn't ever try to address it and explain, it was like, no, that didn't happen. There, like, this woman is, or this girl is crazy and making things up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, well, okay. And like the other thing too is like, Shaylin is phrasing it as, I don't want to be the reason you didn't explore something you really wanted to explore. Like, if you need to explore other things, I think that that's important. I don't want to ever hold you back. And he is just like, nope, no more reassurance. I can't do anything else for you. And I feel like if you really care about someone and they need reassurance because they have anxiety, or maybe they have some issues with their attachment style, or maybe a woman just said, you need to have a conversation with your man, I think that by being like, well, I can't do anything else for you, is a massive red flag that actually they have done something wrong. Because someone who has never done anything wrong will never tire of reassuring the person that they did nothing wrong.
Jenny, would you like to see this sort of like morph into like a Cheaters style TV show where like the Tony Greco type
to come out and say, like, go further.
Shaylin, we have some footage. Yes. If you'd like to see it, we do have footage of Daniel on his date.
They made it up the mountain. So they had a very lovely hike, and here they are at the peak. He, as you can see, you can obviously see, he goes in for the hug. And I don't know if you can hear this. We don't have subtitles on this raw footage here, Shaylin, but actually, Bree now says at this moment, "You're poking me."
Yes. And there's a little like spring loaded sound that happens.
A boing, if you will.
A boing.
And that was not added by production. That was actually a natural sound. This is raw footage, of course, as you know. Our camera crew, raw footage.
As you know, it makes that sound.
I just would like to say, if anyone's equipment makes that sound, they should seek Dr. Mike.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Mike, get him on the line. Mm-hmm. What does it mean when you get an erection and it makes a boing noise? Is that normal? Is that something I should look into?
I think you should see Dr. Mike.
I think you need to see Dr. Mike. That's not normal. You might actually have a spring inside of you. Did you put it up there?
Oh no!
Oh my god! A spring up there?
I mean, I feel like Mike has had that.
He's seen it all.
I feel like he's seen that. Like literally that specific thing.
You don't want to know what he's seen. Yeah, let's get out of this.
I guarantee you, if we were making a list of things that Dr. Mike has seen, it would take less time to make the list of things he hasn't seen.
Yeah. So Daniel and Shaylin, they have this one like serious talk, but they kind of get over it.
Yeah. It kind of did just, you know, get resolved.
I feel like in a weird way internalized it a little bit. It was like, oh, wow, am I not being mentally strong enough? And I was like, you're in danger, girl. Like, run.
And I hated this because Daniel did this thing that drives me absolutely bonkers that people do. It's like the most hurtful thing is when someone like criticizes or like suggests that you are not something that you hold very high. Like, and like they say that you're like not a kind person and you're like, kindness is one of the few things that I feel like I truly have. And I just feel like he knows that Shaylin is very like proud of what a strong woman she is, and that this is a very, very key value of hers. And he knows that by saying and suggesting that her actions are not aligning with this identity of being a strong woman, that is going to hurt. And it's the smallest little thing where you think like on paper it doesn't mean a lot. Oh my god, that hurts. Like that hurts a lot. So I did not love that because it's like, you know, that's going to get to her to suggest it's not to say like, oh, like you're being mean, you're being rude, you're being jealous. It was like, you are not being mentally strong. And that is something that you are hold very dear to you. Oh, that drove me nuts.
I would be in jail, literally. if I could have gotten to Daniel in that moment, my future would not be bright.
Listen, Daniel, like if you and Shaylin are still rocking and you're in the Toronto area and we cross paths, I just want to talk. I just want to chat about it. I just want to know if you've learned anything from this because I was rooting for you.
But like, here's the thing. I tweeted out today. Now I know I did not hear this man just say that he can't provide reassurance. She has to be more mentally strong. And you replied that it made you very upset.
Yeah,
Shaylin is liking those tweets.
I know.
She wasn't tagging them, but she's liking those tweets. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she is liking those tweets. I don't know what that means. But
she knows that she wasn't treated right while on the show.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she saw the boing. Like at this point, if they didn't hash this out after filming, she knows now.
Yeah, she knows everything.
Yeah.
She's got the receipts.
Mm-hmm. How's Real Love Boat Twitter doing?
That's a good question.
I see a David Bloomberg tweet from 8 hours ago. I think it's you and David Bloomberg out there in these Big Brother.
One tweet. When I went to do the tweet, there it did not autofill the hashtag. I'll tell you that for free.
Yeah,
I did see a tweet. Like Kendra tweeted about her extensions during the olive oil challenge, that like near the end, her like extensions were just like falling out of her hair. And she's like, why didn't anyone tell me? Mm-hmm. Like, not a fun challenge, you know, for hair.
But for extensions in particular, I feel like that is how you remove your extensions.
That's how you remove them. Mm-hmm. That is, that's like one tweet. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else is happening. Yeah,
it's just Kirsten and David Bloomberg out here.
I'm Jerry O'Keefe.
He occasionally does.
Mr. Jerry O'C.
Rebecca Romaine. Oh, no, that's from October.
That was 2 months ago.
Never mind.
How long have we been here?
I love when you look up a hashtag and it's just like, no results for this hashtag. I'm like, I know I used it today.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's bad when the hashtag doesn't have a little graphic.
Yeah, and it used to. It definitely
did. I thought it did too.
They lost their graphic. They lost their emoji.
Yeah,
they go to Paramount Plus and they're like, sorry, you can't have an emoji anymore.
No more budget for a Twitter emoji. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
That's sad. That's truly. Yeah, you do hate to see it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's talk about this week's competition. All right. We're here in Sicily and we're going to get everybody together. All right. And so come on out we're going to go and come to the Olive Grove. And we see where Jerry and Rebecca are set up. And of course, we get some announcements. Okay. First off, no new singles. This is it. This is our final cast for The Real Love Boat.
Which, yeah, I would hope so. Like, the singles that they brought in recently are like barely holding on at this point. Like, so, you know, you're just doing people dirty if you're bringing like on new singles. Like, no one is, you know, that you broke up the one relationship that was not made to last in the first place. And that's it. What would, like, when you've been told that there's like two ports left or something, why would you bring new people?
Okay.
On?
Well, I'm just announcing it.
I know, but like, what wouldn't you be like, if you were on this show and then like, you know, that it's ending in like 2 days. And like, they're like, no more new singles. I'd be like, yeah, of course not. You better not be bringing any new people on. What is this show?
Well, there was a cheer.
Imagine if they'd been like, okay, 14 new singles are coming tomorrow and we will see what relationship survives the night as going into
and
the finale.
And you are
going
to have a battle royale. It's going to be the Royal Rumble of relationships. Mm-hmm.
I would love that.
So
actually, that'd be really fun.
Yeah. Jerry says everybody is paired up. And then he says, to borrow from Jordan, he says that your significant other is your G.
That's yeah, because Jordan called Kendra his G. That's my G.
Mm-hmm. G stands for girlfriend.
Yeah.
G stands for girlfriend.
Or girl.
I thought it was like nothing but a G thing.
Like gangsta?
Yeah. I actually don't. No, I just thought that it was funny to say.
I think maybe it's dual dual purpose.
Dual purposes.
He has like multiple meanings.
Kendra is a G and she's also my G.
I thought she would be his GF.
Drop the F.
That's some boomer shit, Rob.
That's boomer G. It's just we drop the F.
Yeah. New era.
This the new era?
Drop the F, keep the G.
I didn't have any idea. Okay, well, thank you, Real Love Boat. And that's not just a Canadian thing?
I don't think so.
He is super Canadian.
Know. Yeah.
He is, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if Phil has ever referred to me as his G. I'll have to ask him after this.
Should I text Phil right now and be like, how's your G doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, let's see what he says.
Let me see what Nicole says. Okay. Or is she my W?
Yeah, does she call you her H?
No.
No.
Does Nicole call you hubby?
And I don't think it's ever been said.
What about hubby dubby?
Hubby dubby? Definitely hubby not.
Dubby. The dubby.
No.
The dubby is the wife, obviously. The dub. Hubby and dubby.
Hubby dubby.
Oh, yeah. You could just be like, oh, yeah, me and the dubs this weekend were.
No, it has not been said yet.
Well, I would pay money to hear Nicole call you hubby.
Okay. I mean,
I
we
would
can
pay
ask
money
her,
but for her to never say that word.
Yeah.
Well, how could she satisfy us both, Jenny?
Listen, we're going to have to find a way.
It's impossible.
It's like we're Mike and Emily and Shaylin and Daniel, and we're coming at this at different angles, and we want the same result.
So we're going to have a competition. The top two winners are going to have to get together and pick which of the bottom three to save. Okay, so that's what they want to do. Get together 1 kilogram of olives. Now, I know what you're wondering. Not you two. You know how much a kilogram is.
Half the cast at this point is Canadian. They know what a kilogram is.
They know. I will say, I feel like in general, like you wouldn't buy olives by the kilo in Canada. Like, no. I feel like a lot of stuff is in pounds at the grocery store. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like in Canada, it's like constantly a mix of like both systems.
It's like, what will you measure with?
Yeah.
I don't know. And you won't either until the time comes.
Like for me, honestly, it's like, I wouldn't be able to tell what 1 kilogram is because I don't know what anything is. So Rebecca says, I'm sure you're wondering what's a kilogram. Okay, well, it's approximately 2.2 pounds. I'd like still don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is not a helpful metric.
I don't know.
What do you use, Jenny, as a comparison for like the weights of things?
I have no concept of what things weigh. I actually don't. Like, I think that maybe I think of like what my cat weighs.
Yeah.
And then I think like how many scarlets is this?
Yes. What about like... as far as like food goes, like a pound of turkey,
I've never understood this. Like, so if you get like a steak or like, you know, like a burger somewhere and they're like, oh, it's like a quarter pound,
that would be an ounce. Don't they normally do that in ounces?
They do steaks in ounces, but then sometimes, like a burger at a place.
Well, yeah, because like McDonald's has the quarter pounder, and then they tried to have the third pounder burger, but people thought a third was less than a quarter, so they didn't want it. But it's actually more because they don't understand fractions.
They think three is less than
because they think.
Listen, I am bad at math and just generally not a very smart person, and I even can do that much, but I still. Like, I can't look at a piece of meat and be like, oh, yeah, that looks about a quarter pound. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I have no concept of if that's a lot of meat or not a lot of meat.
Yeah, I trust.
Really not
if
that
you're
much.
Telling yeah. me, if you're telling me that this is what it is, who am I to say? You know, like,
yeah. How much things weigh are between that object and God?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to collect a kilogram of olives. Okay.
Yes. 2.2 pounds approximately.
And you have a little bowl to collect the olives with.
Yes. Go collect them. And then go to this fountain of olive oil and then rub it all over your body. And then and then go and then fill a tiny bottle with your olive oil.
This is very like Big Brother food challenge, right? Mm-hmm. Like when they have to squeeze all the liquid off of them.
Yes. Yes. Also, I feel like they've done something similar on Survivor too.
They do with mud on Survivor.
Yeah, so we're mixing together like a couple different challenges from the shows that we have done this before with like mud on Survivor, and then there's other challenges on Survivor where we get people get all oiled up.
Right.
Oh, then like slide down.
And they slide. Yeah.
Slide. There's no sliding. Yeah, Jeremy Collins
would be really good at this challenge.
There was no sliding.
Yeah. Like this is the thing. So what I loved about this challenge, we get Rebecca and Jerry with their table. It was almost identical to the challenge that they had in, I already forget where it was, in the lavender fields. Where they get into the bathtub and then they have to rub the soap on each other. Yeah. It was like the same concept. And I loved that at both competitions, there's just a table that Jerry and Rebecca sit at and watch these people rub themselves up and like, and then they have like a buffet in front of them.
Yes, what were they eating?
So funny.
They had like quarter pounders.
Great. They probably had olives. Honestly.
Yeah. Well, Jerry was eating olives and was like, oh, these olives are so fresh.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a fresh olive off it's of not what you want. Too hard.
I feel like
I want it like soaked in brine and
brine it up, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I literally was looking for olives in my refrigerator to eat during the podcast.
Oh, it made you hungry. Like,
yeah, I love olives, and I would eat olives. A jar of olives as dinner if I
would. You we've rather?
We've talked about this podcast before. 30 or 40 olives. It's great for dinner.
It's a great dinner.
Mm-hmm.
the only olives I have in my house are pre-sliced olives. So yeah, I was like, I can't really be bringing those into the podcast.
No, I have the sliced Kalamata olives. I was like, this isn't even the olives they were picking. They were green. It's like
I've sliced,
so green. I couldn't do it. I settled for the extra virgin olive oil that I'm drinking.
By How's that going down?
Ah, smooth. Yeah. It's dripping right
You're
down.
You're glowing.
Throat.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm remarkable from within.
It looks like a chicken cutlet.
Yes. Two chicken wings. Right.
It's what I've always wanted.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, we collected the olives, whatever. And then we got people all oiled up. And this was like bizarre. I grabbed the music cue from this segment of the show. Did either of you think this music was a little odd for the real Love Boat? Here's the music.
Rob, all of it was odd. Yeah,
the montage.
And then we were like in like slow motion, like.
I feel like this is one of the songs where they do like the challenge on Big Brother where they sing and you have to guess what challenge the song is about.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, that's gonna be any lyric.
Olive oil.
Olive challenge. Yeah.
No, it was so weird. They were really trying to convince us that this was sexy. And I was disgusted.
No, it wasn't.
Not sexy. I'm sorry. It was like the concept of like an oiled up person can be sexy. We've seen people look sexy that way before. This one, it was like they were just so drenched in it that it was like not. It was no good.
Well, and they're also like not like. This is a slow motion montage. Nothing about anything that was happening was slow or graceful. Like they're slipping up. They're racing around. They're like dipping their whole head into a vat of olive oil.
Yeah.
Like,
and why did Mike, why were they leaning backwards into it? How is that the most effective way to get your hair into the olive oil? I was like, why is he doing a full backward bend? Is his spine okay? Like,
well, I think that you would want to do that because I think if you did a front, went front ways, then your hair would be filled with olive oil. You couldn't see, and you would need to flip it back. I feel like maybe you would lose oil in the flip.
In this one, it would hurt his neck, his back. He's got oil in his crack, you know?
Oh, no.
My neck? my back.
Got olive oil in my crack.
My back got some oil in my crack. Okay, sorry.
Sorry.
You can't give me that and expect me to.
I just can't believe for it. That I had to say it first.
I'm trying not to be like the most offensive.
Oh yeah. What is this?
I never felt this way before. Something that you can't ignore.
I cannot ignore being coated in oil.
What we're waiting for. Now you got me screaming more.
More oil, more.
Did you hear like the, there was like olive oil like sound effects of like.
I think that was just actually what it sounded like. Right?
No,
that was the raw sound of.
They love sound effects on this show.
Yeah, they really do.
See, go back to the like the Daniel and Brie date.
No, CBS, the post production is
spend money
thing.
On sound effects.
They love it.
Yeah,
they love it.
Like okay. Budget is huge.
Half of the audio is post production. Like half of the
except when they put the sound in the show.
Yeah, yes, sometimes they take sound out of the show so that they can have more sound effects.
Yeah. All right. So Daniel and Shaylin, they use their hair. It works great. They're able to get a ton of oil and then able to win the challenge. So another win for Daniel and Shaylin. Did they come in? It was Emily and Mike, were they first place?
And Emily then, and Mike were first. Emily and Mike were
first
yes.
place. And then Daniel and Shaylin. They came in second.
They all did the hair method too, because like Mike pulled down the ponytail and got right up in there. And then it made me wonder because Kendra and Jordan were the first to the oil station. They were the ones that finished the olive picking first. And then they completely blew this lead.
Yeah.
And it made me wonder, like, were they at a disadvantage because Jordan has short hair? And it, like pretty, like very, very short hair. He was not able to utilize any sort of hair method.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. This is why Mike and Emily had the biggest advantage. Both of them, very long hair, lots to soak up. I don't know. I mean, what are you going to do? Like you, how can you beat yourself up at this point? If you're Jordan and you're like, well, if only I had more
longer hair. Longer hair. Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right. So now they basically are going to spend the rest of the episode deliberating who should go home. They tell them, all right, couples, go hose off.
And like, what do you do? You just hose off with water? Isn't that a thing? Oil and water?
They don't get along.
I think you literally would need to use the Dawn dish soap that they use like for the baby ducks when there's an oil spill. Yeah. I think that you would need it.
They could have done another slow motion montage of them rubbing soap all over their bodies. They could have brought back the bars of soap and then done that.
Yeah. This
get
would be the
clean.
Top song on Rob's Spotify rap next year.
Yes. So, incredible. We are going to see some deliberations now that go on and on and on. And this is really like bringing challenge vibes to all of this. Do you think that anybody from the Real Love Boat will be invited to participate in the challenge CBS season 2?
No, I don't.
She really thought about it for a second. Yeah, because technically, I mean, we did get shoved off to Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
But so did Love Island.
Well, Love Island got shoved off to Peacock and no one from the Peacock Same season thing. Was invited.
Oh, they had. Yeah,
it
that's
was
a good
only
point.
From the first yeah, but three seasons.
The Peacock season hadn't happened yet, right?
That is true.
Another excellent point.
I have a feeling that people from the Peacock season of Love Island will not be invited. Unless they could maybe be on like the challenge proper, because they'll take anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So you think that you need to be on
CBS proper?
Now,
which I think
people were on CBS.
Yeah. So I think that like people that were on the first three episodes
they could be on.
Could be eligible.
I could see Daniel or Shaylin on the challenge. Mm. Like they were clearly very competitive people. I think that they have it in them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Crazier things have happened.
Maybe we'll bring in like people from Tough as Nails or like people that have been on like The Price is Right and stuff like that. Maybe we'll open it up to other shows.
The Challenge CBS B team is like, Rob, that would be made for us. No one should watch this.
But I also, is there going to be another Challenge CBS? I thought that it was like a one and done.
I don't know. I think it's going to really depend on maybe like how Tough as Nails does I think that CBS reality, I know they have Tough as Nails season 4. And I think they actually have a Tough as Nails season 5 in the can. But like, I think that other than Survivor, Big Brother, I think they're probably doing like an Amazing Race like during the spring and the fall. I still feel like that they need something else for the summer schedule.
I just, when they pushed Love Island to Peacock, but Tough as Nails is getting a season 5 and 6. Like,
well, they were.
I'm just in crisis.
Like it's Avatar, I think they've already been filmed. There's nothing they can do about them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've heard that streaming services can cancel shows before a season airs that's already filmed.
Oh, true.
We've seen it happen this week.
Mm-hmm. But you have to think that, like, you know, don't they want Joseph like on the challenge? Like, doesn't he seem like someone that, like, you know,
Big Brother Joseph?
Yeah.
They can also just put him on the regular. Like, people from Big Brother were making it onto the regular challenge before.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah.
But it was kind of cool to see the mingling of the shows.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because you know they're all talking and hanging out anyway.
Yeah. Let's talk about the mingling of the couples as they try to go through the deliberations. Jenny, we see the three couples that are on the outs all talk about why they're worried they're going to go. Anything interesting come up in the deliberations?
Not really. Mostly just that, like, Dylan and Sydney feel very like they feel like they deserve to be
there. They're very entitled.
Like, yeah, they're very entitled. And then they have this like feeling of like integrity of the game and you like want to beat the best.
We have the best connection.
Yeah, like we met 3 days ago. Yeah, and
you just
like,
got here. We barely know you.
Pouring contest.
Have you even met Ezra?
Well, but I think what you are neglecting to talk about is how solid of a couple they are.
Do you even know who Nathan is? By.
Yeah, you haven't even heard about his favorite foods, have you?
Yeah.
They don't even remember the gaslighter, Michael, from episode 1.
Former gaslighter, okay.
Mm-hmm. Even though the current gaslighter is Daniel.
Right.
He passed the baton.
Do you even know who Nicole is?
Yeah.
How could you win the show? Okay, get out of here.
Remember Dean.
Remember Dean.
Brett? He's unwell.
Yeah. Were either of you...
Dylan really thought that, like, they... Like, if they were going to be eliminated, that was, like, low.
Yeah.
It's like... Or maybe they're just clearly going to protect the one couple that has been here the longest and they're all friends with.
Where they know the two people and, like each other and want to hang out. And,
Like, Dylan's been here... 5 minutes and is very entitled. He's like,
if they get rid of us, it's because they're threatened by us. No other reason. There's no explanation for it other than that.
Now, we don't really know how the show is going to wind down next week, but I did think that this would have been more interesting if both Daniel and Shaylin and Emily and Mike could have both saved a couple. Because I feel like that while Emily and Mike would have saved Jordan and Kendra, I feel like that Daniel and Shaylin probably would have saved Marty and Susanna over the two people that just got there.
Yeah, but what does it add to the finale to have Marty and Susanna there also?
I mean, the possibility of there being drama.
I do think that Daniel could have been, because I don't think Shaylin ever wants to get rid of Kendra. That is her girl.
Yes.
And I do think that while Daniel would have a lot of influence on that decision, I think the clear point that Jordan and Kendra are bad at challenges would still probably be enough.
So I'm saying them. In a universe where, and they didn't do bingo balls, but say Mike and Emily went first and Mike and Emily protected Jordan and Kendra, they were already safe.
They're already safe.
Safe. I think that Daniel and Shaylin would have protected Marty and Susanna over the two random people.
Yeah, I really think that Dylan and Sydney did not have a shot here. But well, yeah, because
everyone's jealous of them and their connection.
Mm. Well, it's like they go through rankings and it's like, okay, so if we're ranking couples based on like, you know, competition threat, then it's this. And if we're ranking couples on like their connection, it's like this. Like they weren't on the bottom of either of those lists. So it's like, they're not like they're, you know, they're fulfilling two different pieces here. So what is the upside of keeping them? They barely know these people.
It's just no one's thinking about them. I think would have been the only way for them to stay is if it's like, oh, we forgot you were here. I guess you can stay. I didn't see you there.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to go to one more sail away ceremony. And we're going to basically back in the club. And everybody's going to get to give some final statements.
Yeah. It was very like, again, this is the exact same concept as a couple weeks ago when Nathan and Tyler got sent home over Jordan and Kendra. This is literally identical episode, basically, except for Daniel and Shaylin had to make the decision with another couple and they get rid of two couples.
Okay.
This episode was less exciting somehow.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, yada, yada, yada. They save Jordan and Kendra. We see Dylan is like really like indignant and pissed about the whole thing.
He said he was pissed.
Yeah.
Like he was so mad. I was like, sir, who are you?
Yeah.
If this had been season 4 of Too Hot to Handle, he would have said, nice guys finish last. Because that keeps coming up on Too Hot to Handle.
Oh no, I haven't gone that far yet.
Said by two different men.
My favorite sentiment. love that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's super healthy.
So they're gone, and then Marty and Susanna, they're out also. Marty just, you know, wishes he would have gotten the chance to know Susanna better. You know, Marty, he never gets to know anybody.
Or himself.
Yeah.
That's what he needs to do.
It's almost like Marty projects onto people, and he thinks he knows them.
He did say that he would, if they got eliminated, that he's going down to Florida to visit Susanna and see this connection. Do you think he made that trip?
No.
I mean, I think Susanna
gave her his number.
There's a Susanna's chance Marty like, went to Florida.
Yeah.
I didn't get anything out of this.
Yes.
I got a couple episodes on Paramount Plus.
Yes.
See you later.
Kirsten, but were you disappointed that we didn't get like an Emily, like, forget you, go home, goodbye?
I think she already said all she needs to
she
say
won the
last
breakup.
Week. Like she was like, I feel like a weight has been lifted. My life is better.
He's
having
clingy.
Fun. Like she is living well, and that is the best revenge.
Yes, best revenge.
It is. It truly is. And like she's unbothered, and she, you know, like I said, you can see it in her body language. She's like, see you never. Like, wish you well, but not anywhere in my vicinity. Goodbye.
Yeah. Okay.
So like, you know, there's no love lost there. But like I thought it was so funny because Daniel kept calling Susanna. Like he hasn't spent enough time around this person to know how her name is pronounced.
I mean, is anybody like named Susanna? I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, I'm sure maybe like people pronounce it that way, but like when every single other person has pronounced it Susanna, it's like, mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, him and Susanna. I was like, You don't even know who this person is. You're not keeping them around.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Jerry calls them the Sexy Six. They dance. And we get a preview for the final episode of The Real Love Boat Season 1 on Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
And so maybe series finale of The Real Love Boat coming up next week. Now, I will say the trailer for the finale did seem like that there is a lot going on. It seems like that there are going to be many different aspects of the finale. Kirsten, were you able to make out at all about what the finale will entail?
So all I was able to really glean is that there's definitely going to be three challenges. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know, do you win part one and you go straight to part three? Is it like Big Brother Final HOH, or mm-hmm. you get like points for how you win them?
Yeah.
I believe there was a clip of Rebecca like at the very end where like all three couples are standing on the boat and she said, "We tabulated your scores." So I believe that there is a scoring system for each challenge. There's three challenges.
Multiple parts.
Looks like at least one of them is like a newlywed game type situation, like a quiz thing. Like, what did they say?
Yeah.
Oh man, and we were robbed on Dylan and
In Sydney
in a newlywed game.
No, they were so in tune, Kirsten. They've probably known each other their entire lives.
Imagine if they got every question right and they met 2 days ago. Like, that's also iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, good for you. Like, that's excellent. I'm very happy for you.
Okay, so they're tabulating the scores. And I guess high score. You hate to see it all come down to competitions.
Yeah.
Yes. I hope that the competitions have some sort of, because they always tease, they're like, oh, well, like there's going to be a challenge, but like, it's really going to test your communication. And it's like, no, it's just always going to be the couple that's just good at shit. Like, it's just, that's just how it is. It's going to be Daniel and Shaylin. They're very good at stuff. Like, that's just what it is. But I would love if there was actually components to these three final challenges that actually drew upon how well they, you know each other, or how well they connect or whatever. And it's not just like, oh, like, did you get through a maze fast enough? Oh, but it tested your communication skills. Like,
what if somebody was blindfolded?
But that's
I'm just hoping that they have been studying their days while they've been on the cruise.
Yes. Do you think there'll be a quiz about like, okay, who came in on this day?
Yeah.
I think that there could be questions about like, well, what order the ports were and what happened at each place.
Yeah, but there are people that weren't there the whole time. I guess not in this final group. Well, Mike doesn't know anything.
Mike hasn't even been there that long.
Emily will carry. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that. Yeah, I don't know. And I'm trying to figure out, because so there are three final challenges. Like I said, there's one that definitely looks like it's like a newlywed game. Mm-hmm. Then there was like a clip of like Paulo was like at a big captain's table and was like, are you willing to move? And it's like a big question. So like, does he interview them? Like,
remember, he's asked some tough questions. Yeah.
Paulo just decides if you're close enough and then gives you points according to his own system.
Can you imagine if that was like a component of it? It was like, how did you charm
the ship's captain?
Like,
the captain's
he's
table.
Been driving the boat the whole time, baby.
Yep. And then
that's why you need those captain's table dinners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of different aspects.
The third thing looks like there's like, I mean, I don't think it's a talent show, but like there's like a thing where they're like on stage with like an audience.
I hope it's a talent show.
I would love it to be a talent show.
What were these people's talents in the first place?
Okay, so remember Shaylin did the basketball.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Daniel's talent, I do not.
Kendra was not there.
Recall. Kendra wasn't there.
Mike was not there.
Jordan.
Emily.
I don't know what Emily did.
Yeah. Mike.
Like, I only remember Brett and his
song.
Beautiful song.
I hope
he'll
that
be back
on
for the finale.
Oh, I hope so.
I hope that when they're on stage, it's just the roast of Marty.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that. Do you think that the shoved off people will have any sort of impact?
The vote they just, for the winner?
Literally,
yeah.
Like, do they have any, or is there going to be like, I guess you guys were saying like, okay, well, is there like a quiz like on what they did? Like, imagine just having to name the people that came. I can't even remember the names of some of these people that were revolving door. Like,
imagine if all of the shoved off people are now a jury and they each get to ask one question.
I would love that.
Do we know? So there is a prize. Do we know what the cash prize is?
I think it was 100,000, wasn't it?
100,000.
No, really?
I feel like it was.
I'm going to check my notes because I definitely would have written it down. And I feel like that's.
No, the prize was a cruise.
The prize is a cruise?
Yeah. They were going to win a cash prize and a cruise.
Oh.
Because I remember being like, they're on a cruise. And they're going to win a cruise.
You don't get off the boat is the prize. You live here now.
Yeah. With only one couple making it to the final port, they will get a cash prize. But I don't know if we know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought there was money.
There definitely is a cash prize, but I can't remember.
According to this, maybe? Yeah. Oh, actually, no, I'm looking at the Real Love Boat Australia, interestingly.
Oh, wait, 50K.
You want to hear something wild?
I said 50K. Yeah.
So on the Real Love Boat, I'm looking at the Real Love Boat. Is this Real Love Boat UK?
I think Australia is the only other one that's happened.
Captain Paolo is the captain on that one, too.
Wow.
But not Ezra and not Matt.
Paolo's a real captain.
Do you think they were on the same boat? Do you think they were filming at the exact same time?
They absolutely could have been.
With a different bartender. They had to have like an Australian bartender and a cruise director.
Well, and it makes Paolo sense still, like, why Paolo only had like a couple of seconds per episode. He's running between like
he's multiple two-timing.
Seasons of the Real Love Boat at once.
Yeah. And he's driving the boat, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you do. Like, what is it? Like... Driving a big luxury yacht.
Like, you definitely, there's stuff that he has to do to be in charge
of it. You got press buttons and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. For sure, at least buttons.
Okay.
There's definitely buttons.
How many deep dives are we doing after the season?
Oh, man.
I think we could get at least two.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to talk to all the Canadians.
I think we could get Shaylin for sure, and Dylan is here.
Are we hosting the unofficial Real Love Boat reunion?
Yes.
I would love to.
Please.
Yes.
I would love nothing.
We'll put the offer out there.
Jerry would show up. Let's invite them all. Let's do a whole panel.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
How many people can we fit in a StreamYard, Rob?
Oh, well,
we can
12?
Do a Zoom call.
Yeah, 10.
And we can have
Zoom.
So many.
Oh, mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe we'll get like, Emily, Marty, has there been any reconciliation since the season?
Have you sent any text?
Yeah.
Did anyone wish each other happy Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. Anything like that? No? Okay.
Yeah.
I did get a response from Phil T about his G.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the word?
He said, who now? And I said, your G. And he said, is this a test? And I said, yeah. And he said, oh God, I have test anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah, that tracks.
The Urban Dictionary still says G means mate in English. Although, but I think that they're saying like friend, like that. G, a gangster. Well, that's real G.
Yeah.
Real G.
Short for gangster.
I feel like Kendra's like, she's got that in her. You know what I mean?
Like
she's got a gangster in her. She would take you out.
In this episode, when she said, if I have to hear another woman say how funny you are, like it's over. And I was like, she might literally murder someone.
Yeah. Although, here's another entry from the Urban Dictionary from July 2018. What you may call your girl. Used in a sentence. Me. Hey, G, my girl. What?
Hey, G, my girl. Like, that's all one sentence?
No, hey, G.
And then the girl
says what? So, but that's from 2018. So I don't know if that maybe it's not even, you don't even say that anymore.
Yeah.
I think that we do, I think is what we've learned from the Real Love Boat. The one takeaway.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I can't wait until next week to find out who won the Real Love Boat.
I believe you, Rob. I fully believe you.
Yeah, pins and needles.
Rob, can't wait.
Yeah. This, you're like, forget who wins Survivor. I need to know how the Real Love Boat.
Put it on the back burner.
Yeah.
There's a reason why the Real Love Boat's the only reality show making it into that last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess second last week. Last one standing,
baby.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have been interesting had it still aired all the way through if, you know, it was on Wednesday nights, if they would have, do you think they would have like preempted Survivor and told Survivor, no, you can't do a 3-hour finale?
I think they would have said, sorry, Survivor, you're not on tonight. Yes. Real Love Boat's on.
Yeah.
You get 45 minutes to do the finale, and then we're going right into the Love Boat.
I do think it would be interesting on Survivor. I know they've always done it this way, where if Survivor gives you 2 hours and we get like down to like the final three, and then they do like their third hour like a week later, and then spent like a longer time like talking to the I think they could squeeze another week out of Survivor. Like, it would be like, okay, you could get to the final three and then have like a week of talking about like, oh, what do you think is going to happen in the final three?
I honestly feel like I blinked and it was over. Like, they could totally be squeezing more out of it.
I mean, even if they got to final four, so you don't know who's going to be in the final three, then they would still be able to really make a meal of it the next week.
But listen, they don't want to.
Real Love Boat was able to create this episode where we basically just are waiting for the finale at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Then anything's possible.
I don't understand, Jenny. It seems like you are being negative about this episode of The Real Love Boat.
Yeah, you're being a real Marty right now, I have to be honest.
Loved it, okay?
Kirsten and I are fun-loving, goofy people, and you're being so serious.
Jenny, that's what I'm always saying with Jenny. She's being too serious all the time.
That is classic criticism of me. See, you are doing what Daniel did to Shaylin. You're like, okay, one thing Jenny is, she's always here to have a good time. She's not taking it too seriously. I am going to get under her skin by saying she's not fun, not having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're doing.
Well, I think, Jenny, maybe if you tried having fun, you would like it.
We just want to have a good time,
Who's going to be my knight in shining armor that can show me who I can truly be and, you know, loosen up? Because I've been so, you know, like, I've just been really uptight through this whole podcasting journey. Yeah. You know, no jokes. It's serious business over here. And I just need someone who can show me how fun I could truly be on a podcast. Yeah. And clearly it's not happening here. Yeah.
I'm just sorry that me and Rob couldn't be those people for you, Jenny.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry too.
I'm surprised nothing should get you looser than a glass of olive oil.
Yeah, I'm lubed up to the L and back. Like I feel like an organ will just fall out of me at this point.
This is out. It's curtains. We can't do this anymore. This is why they don't sell olive oil at the club.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only way I'm trying to become a born again virgin is like I'm filling myself with extra virgin.
I think, Jenny, you just have to say that you're a born again virgin. And
I'm born again.
You're like, boom, you're a virgin.
You're back. And it's good. You're back. Okay. You're back. All right. Kirsten, what's coming up for you these days?
Obviously, Real Love Boat finale next week. It's going to be great. Too Hot to Handle season 4 is in full steam. We're doing a crossover with Mess Magnets this week. Myself, Sasha, and Tori, and possibly another special guest who I will not say to commit them on the podcast because I'm nice to them, unlike Pia and Scully. I think that's actually all right now. Just mess magnets, Too Hot to Handle, Real Love Boat, living large.
So it's a good lineup. All right.
Yeah, it's great.
Jenny, how about for you?
You know, just waiting, you know, to see Shaylin and Daniel probably win the Real Love Boat, mm-hmm. because I think that's what we're all expecting.
I would think they have the winner edit, right?
They definitely have the winner edit. They've got the story. They are clearly, you know, they have the strength as a couple and also very competitive.
The only thing is that this one bump in the road is a pretty big one. I think there's a possibility for Emily and Mike.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'd say it's 80% Daniel and Shaylin. Yeah.
I would take issue with that. But, you know, so I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays out. Obviously, like, Survivor is basically over, but just was on the B&B this past week. That was very, very fun with my partner, Phil, and Liana and
Eugene. Yeah,
that was a great time. And, you know, just going to slide into the new year and see what riches the reality TV world brings us next.
Okay. So,
all right. I mean, every time I turn around, there's like a new show being, tweeted about.
We're blessed.
That I am certain has to be fake, right? Like, it's not real. Yeah. So you never know where I might pop up in your podcast feed next.
Mm-hmm.
I do love that now I also get tagged and like, this show is absolute garbage. I would love to hear Jenny and Kirsten talk about it. And I'm like,
you've been in the wonderful proximity of the garbage feeding raccoon that I am, mm-hmm. and now you are forced to engage in.
I'm right there with you. I too am a raccoon, so it's all good. I will watch the garbage.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's about it. Follow me on social media at Jenny Autumn.
I thought you were going to say social meds.
Schmeeds.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back next week for the finale of The Real Love Boat. Of course, we'll have all of our Survivor finale coverage as well. If you are just like, if you can't wait for A Real Love Boat, have to watch some finale on TV. There's a Survivor finale on also. Also, going back to the original Wednesday night lineup, we had a really fun deep dive with Derek X and Claire from The Amazing Race last night. So that was a really, really fun podcast with the two of them, who are super fun. So check that out as well if you missed it. And until next time, we will be back to talk about the winner of The Real Love Boat next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.